Hi friends, this is Prashant Iyer. I'm happy to have you back. A lot of people wrote to me asking, saying that how do champions manage their downtime? Because, you know, the downtime plays a very crucial role in the overall game plan. And what do they do? So when we did a deep study and when we spoke to a couple of people, and we got a very nice to-do list, which I think plays a very important role to manage your downtime. With this pandemic situation, it's pretty tough on every person to really handle this. So I think if we could apply these self-care, simple stuff, I think our lives will be very good. So what do champions exactly do during these tough times which they endure? So some of the things which they do is they read a book. A book plays a very important role in giving a lot of new perspectives. They plan a fun day where all the rules are broken for them. They cook their favorite meal. They light a candle and listen to music. They listen to a podcast like this. So if you're one among them experiencing a downturn, you're doing the right stuff by listening to podcast. They listen to an audiobook. They watch their favorite movie, which helps them bring in their mindset back. They take a break from everything. They go shopping and they try accomplishing something which is very personal to them. It could be buying a book. It could be going and enjoying a spa. Or it could be just going and catching a movie. They create their vision board during their downtimes, which helps them to refine their focus and understand that these obstacles will keep coming and will keep going, but the end goal is very important. They go out with their friends. I think unwinding with your friends plays a very important role, because those pepper talks, those laughter allows you to get out of your negative emotion and break those cycles. They learn something new. I think that plays a very important role, because if you're not learning, then you're not growing. They meditate a lot. A calmer mind can really help calm down those nerves which is really bothering you overall. They write a self-appreciation letter. Now, this plays a very important role, because when you appreciate your efforts, when you appreciate your accolades, you understand that the bad times are not going to last, because the good times are going to come back and you're going to make a mark. They go for a ride, they go for a hike, or they go to a beach and they enjoy the waves there. They also take something very unusual. They declutter their room. They reorganize their room. They let go of things which is not important anymore. They write something on a daily basis, because writing allows your creative thoughts to come out. They ensure that they do what makes them feel good. I think this plays a very important role, because if you do stuff which makes you happy, no matter what the challenge is, no matter what the difficulty is, you are definitely going to conquer that mark and you're going to ensure that you're going to bounce back. So these are some of the checklists, the self-care checklist, if one may say, was being done by most champions. And if you're able to follow that, even our lives would also be redeemed of these pains and we can bounce back. This is Prashant Iyer signing off from this episode. Thank you for your watching and thank you for hearing.